Love it. That fourth and two that you take down the sideline. Can you put, take us through that play?
So I remember we got put in a fourth down situation, and we had a play originally called. And I remember our quarterback was struggling with the signal, and so it kind of forced Galani to take a timeout. So then they gave us a little bit of time to think about what plays we wanted to run, if we wanted to punt, if we wanted to kick a field goal. And so it kind of worked out. That play couldn't have been called on a more perfect opportunity. So I'm glad it worked out.
Talk about getting ready for this Saturday.
It'll be an emotional one. It definitely hasn't hit me yet, being a senior. Definitely there's times where I don't feel like one, but otherwise it's another game for us to win, another game for us to earn another game. Speaking of bowls, and so for me personally, it's another week of work.
You guys, as seniors, came in, you know, you had the coaching change, the transition, a lot of you guys went through that. And then also this year with the emphasis on player leadership, so even more kind of put on you guys that way. What's that journey, just as part of what's been expected of you by the coaching staff, both, you know, with the transition and then into being more player leaders? What's that been like?
Well, at the end of the day, we're the ones taking the field. And so that's where I feel like our coaches are coming from. They want us to be able to take over our team. If we have any mistakes, take over it. If we have any off-field mistakes, they want our seniors to lead and take over. And ultimately, that only benefits us. Over time, as opportunities like that are presented and us being able to take care of them, it does something to you. And not only with football, but in life as well. So I think it's a good opportunity for our seniors to learn and seniors in the future understand to take over in that way.
Can you walk us through your journey of how you got to BYU and then the past 4 years and just what you're going to take away from this program the most?
Thinking about it now, it flew by very fast. Obviously, there's a lot of things that happened between then and, like you said, with the new coaching staff and the last couple of years that happened. A lot has changed since I was a freshman, especially me personally. I grew up a lot. I can still grow up a lot. I like I said, I'm still a little kid, but it's been a crazy journey, but one that I'm very grateful for. And coming to high school, a lot of the reasons why I came here was because of my cousin Shonen Takitaki, and a lot of his influence and early on. And I'm glad that I chose to come to school because it changed for the better.
Do you remember Shonen going through his senior day and what that was like?
Yeah, it was, because it was a little emotional day. He's overcome a lot, him and his family, and a lot of the decisions he had to make. And ultimately, I'm glad that he stayed here at the end of the day. So it was very sad to see him go, but he went out in a way that a lot of people won't go out. And I know you guys remember that in the bowl game. So I'm very happy for him and where he's at now in Cleveland.
It's an emotional day. It's a celebratory day, senior day and all that. But how important is it for you guys to try to get that sixth win and you touched on becoming bowl eligible again, getting back to a bowl game, that kind of thing. Is that kind of in the back of your mind a little bit as you prepare this week?
Yeah, it's very big. Players understand that being bowl eligible is very huge. For this program, it's big, something that we need. Wins overall is what we need as well. And just being able to have an opportunity to play another game with these seniors and extending our season all the way to December. That's our main focus this week, is to be able to execute and win this game like it's another game.
How's it been playing for Kalani? Because you're one of the first guys in this program to sign as part of Kalani's first recruiting class and then go through all the 4 years that Kalani's been here. What's it been like to play for Kalani?
It's been very good. And like you said, my 2016 class is basically Kalani's first class since he's been here. And over the time, these last couple of years since then, it's, like I said, it's been a journey. A lot has changed. And I think a lot of that change has been mainly within players and for us, understanding from playing just the game of football, but playing for our coaches as well and our families. And that's kind of the culture that we've kind of established since we've been here, is love and learning and understanding that there's more to this game than just football and in between the lines on the field, but outside of football and all the opportunities that we have to serve others outside and use kind of our platform to more than just football, but people around us in the community.
Where are you at health-wise with your shoulder? Because I know you were coming back from that surgery back in spring. Have you been at 100% at all at any point this year?
It's been off and on. There's times where it feels a little worse than other times, but I've been fortunate enough just to have a healthy shoulder, and that's something that I've kind of struggled with over the years. But this year I've been fortunate enough, and I'm going to knock on wood because we have a couple more games, but it's been good. So,
where has your game transformed the most, you think, in the 4 years here?
Definitely becoming a receiver. The first couple of years, I was more utilized in short passing, and kind of jet sweep stuff. And this year, going into my senior year, I've been happy to kind of work on my craft and my technique as a receiver. So those are some things that I value and some things that I want to carry on with me to away from BYU. So those are some of the things I've been able to work on in my game.
What are some of the words you'd use to characterize this senior class?
The senior class is definitely the one that's taken over. I know it's not really a characteristic, but one what I would say is leaders. We struggled early on in the year of fulfilling that role, but I think since then, in the last couple of weeks especially, we've been able to kind of fulfill that role and understand that this is our team and how we go about games is how we're going to be able to lead them. So that's one word I would describe us.
Micah said after the game that he wins all of their wide receiver throwing drills and things like that. How's he done? And do you guys give it to him for some of those ducks that he's put up a couple times?
Yeah, he actually took quite a big hit. Not a lot of guys would stay basically. I know he's outside of the pocket, but not a lot of guys would stay with the pass. So for him to be able to deliver that ball and for Matt to just secure that catch, it was huge. Micah fortunately has one pass over me, and but I'll hold on to that Wisconsin one for as long as I can. But it was very good to see him do that.
How impressed have you been with these quarterbacks? I mean, the last five or so games, just week in, week out, different guys, yet the production continues to perform at a high level.
It's the perfect example of next man up, with Zach going down, with Jaron struggling with some injuries, and then Baylor stepping up as well, and also Joe as well. Just those guys, they prepare every week like they're the starter. And it's very good that you can have a group of quarterbacks like that. It not only instills confidence in the receivers and the offense, but the whole team as well. And they understand that the whole team has their backs, the coaches have their back, and it shows on the field when they step on the field. And it's like we never miss a beat, really, with the offense.